Five centuries after his death, Martin Luther remains a best-selling author, with his Bible translation alone selling over 500,000 copies annually. This isn't merely historical curiosity. Luther's ideas about personal calling and individual conscience continue to resonate in our modern world. When Oprah Winfrey cited Luther's concept of calling as transformative to her understanding of purpose, she was tapping into the same revolutionary thinking that has inspired figures from Bach to Bob Dylan. Luther's challenge to authority helped establish our modern understanding of conscience and individual rights. Luther emerged during what Goethe called an age ruled by faith, a transitional period when religious concerns dominated society, but traditional structures were beginning to crack. Born in 1483, he lived in a world undergoing profound transformation. Portuguese and Spanish explorations were opening new trade routes, the printing press was revolutionizing communication, and early capitalism was rising alongside population growth that created both prosperity and new poverty. Unlike today, when we often view religion as a private matter, Luther and his contemporaries saw faith as encompassing all aspects of life, private, public, social, and political. His theological breakthrough provided reassurance to millions while challenging the established church's authority. What makes Luther so fascinating is that he never doubted God had called him as his prophet, despite facing execution threats and excommunication. His impact transformed not just Protestantism, but also Catholicism through the Counter-Reformation, though it also unleashed confessional intolerance and devastating religious wars. Martin Luther grew up privileged in Mansfield's mining region, where his father Hans was a successful businessman. His upbringing in this industrious environment fostered qualities crucial to his later Reformation: decisiveness, calculated risk-taking, and public assertiveness. Both parents shaped his views on vocation and Christian duty through their respective roles. As a gifted student in late 15th century Germany, Luther advanced from local schools to Erfurt University, where humanist education and critical thinking would later influence his rejection of scholastic theology. His life changed dramatically on July 2, 1505, when, caught in a thunderstorm, the young law student vowed to become a monk. He soon entered the Augustinian monastery in Erfurt, but monastic life brought no peace. Despite rigorous prayers, fasting, and self-mortification, Luther remained tormented by his sense of sinfulness, exhausting confessors with his endless confessions. Luther's pivotal revelation came through Romans 1:17, "The righteous shall live by faith." He discovered God's righteousness meant salvation through faith rather than divine punishment, a breakthrough that became the Reformation's foundation. The conflict ignited in 1517 when Johann Tetzel sold indulgences near Wittenberg, promising to free souls from purgatory. Luther's response, the 95 Theses, inadvertently challenged a financial arrangement between Pope Leo X and Archbishop Albrecht. His idea spread through printing as he adopted the name Luther, from Eleutherios, the free one. At the 1521 Diet of Worms, Luther faced Emperor Charles V. When challenged about opposing church councils, Luther declared, "I am bound by the Scriptures, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and will not retract anything, since it is neither safe nor right to go against conscience." Charles V pledged his kingdom's life and soul to defend Catholic faith. This confrontation marked a pivotal clash between medieval and modern worldviews that would reshape European society. After the Diet of Worms, Elector Frederick the Wise secretly sheltered Luther at Wartburg Castle, where, disguised with long hair and beard, he translated the New Testament into German in 11 weeks. Unlike previous translations, Luther created an accessible text using common language, guided by how ordinary people spoke in homes, streets, and marketplaces. When radical reformers in Wittenberg began disrupting services and destroying religious images, Luther returned from exile in March 1522. Through daily preaching, he used scripture to guide proper reforms, advocating consideration for the weak while opposing those he deemed destructive. By 1529, Luther had established Electoral Saxony's Evangelical Church through parish visits and his small catechism. This manual of Christian faith, born from his dismay at widespread religious ignorance, became his most lasting contribution. Following the Peasants' War in 1525, Luther transitioned from celibate monk to married man. Though he had rejected monasticism years earlier, he continued living as a monk until late 1524, expecting only daily death and the punishment due to a heretic. The catalyst was Katharina von Bora, a former nun who had escaped her convent with 11 others. When Luther tried arranging her marriage to colleague Caspar Glatz, she refused, declaring she would marry only Dr. Martinus or Mr. Amsdorf. Luther married Katharina on June 15, 1525, initially as an act of theological defiance, but evolving into genuine love. He found joy in married life, reflecting, "When sitting at table, he thinks, before I was alone, now there are two." Their relationship grew into deep mutual respect, with Luther calling her "my sweetheart housewife" and "most holy Frau Doctor." Together, they transformed the monastery into a home for their 6 children, family, students, and guests, making their marriage embody Luther's vision of holiness in everyday family life. In his late 40s, Luther became a monumental figure, steady as a rock of bronze, yet increasingly pessimistic. From his Wittenberg study, which served as European Protestantism's administrative center, he shaped theological principles and managed continental communications. Luther produced immense output, treatises, sermons, and up to 40 letters daily. His theological debates, particularly with Erasmus of Rotterdam over human will, highlighted the fundamental divide between Reformation and Roman theology. Despite severe health issues, Luther worked relentlessly, finding solace in art, family, and friends. His greatest artistic legacy was the German Protestant hymn tradition, composing 34 songs, including his masterpiece, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." In early 1546, Luther made 3 winter journeys to Mansfeld to mediate disputes, dying of a heart attack on February 17th. His final words, "We are beggars, that is true," embodied his core belief that humanity stands before God through faith and grace alone. Though Luther sought only reform, by his death in 1546, he had established an evangelical church model that transformed Germany and beyond. His impact stemmed from exceptional media skills and political sensibilities. A masterful communicator, he became a star of the first media age, reaching both elites and common people while forging crucial alliances with protective princes. Religious toleration emerged unexpectedly through necessity, as no confession achieved dominance. Economic realities forced interconfessional contact, while the separation of church and state reflected his true kingdom's doctrine in new ways. Luther transformed medieval works-based piety into grace-based devotion, extending spiritual purpose from monastics to community, family, and state service. As Bonhoeffer noted, his enduring legacy lies in making Christian life a duty for every believer in their daily work, finding the sacred through faithful worldly engagement rather than withdrawal.